The Center for Science in the Public Interest, they released their annual list of the most unhealthy restaurant meals.
Okay.
And for the most part, a lot of things now you can find...
not healthy alternatives.
Sure, or nutritional values if you do want to go and be like, listen, I know this isn't going to be healthy. But at what point do you draw the line, right? Like, there's the whole hog burger from Uno Pizzeria and Grill. We don't have one of those around here.
No, we used to. The one in Dover is gone now. Used to be a Nuno's there.
Well, now this is over a pound of meat. It includes bacon, prosciutto, and pepperoni, which already you know. And then it has four types of cheese. It has garlic mayonnaise, pickles, a side of fries, and onion rings. It's about 3,000 calories for the meal.
That's a disaster of a meal, that.
It sounds good, though.
It does.
Buffalo Wild Wings has dessert nachos. It's fried flour tortilla with four scoops of ice cream, sugar, and then gooey breaded cheesecake bites topped with chocolate and caramel sauce. So this, I mean, it's a dessert, but for the most part, you don't eat like that all the time. Is there something that is horrible for you that you know you'll never give up?
I like, and I don't know if I've been there with you and eaten one of these, but down at the Pickle Pig Pub down there near the outlets, they have that pork sandwich. Is it the Flatliner? And that's like full of pork and ham and all sorts of different things. And you know it's not good for you, and you just know it's not because it's full of all those things that are not good for you. But it's okay, I think, to just drop one of those, like, you know, once or twice a year. That's okay. If you're going there and eating two or three of those a week, then that's a different
matter.
Maybe
that's a problem.
Yeah.
I was out having sushi and somebody said, oh, sushi's healthy. I'm like, not the one I get. The one I get is everything's tempura, which is a nice word. It's a Japanese word for deep fried. Tempura. It sounds prettier. Uh-huh. Then I got spicy mayonnaise all over it. But I don't ever, that to me, if I ate the whole hog burger, I would feel disgusting inside. I eat pizza. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like I ate a wet blanket, and I hate that feeling.
And it's one of those things. And sometimes you actually like a food like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you're like, God, I could really crush a pizza. And then once you eat a slice, you're like, yeah, no.
It wasn't as good as what you wanted it to be.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I find that with a lot of food that just ends up hurting my stomach. And like I'll be so excited for, oh, I want a bacon cheeseburger. I'm going to go to bacon cheeseburger, and then I eat it. I'm like, eh.
Yeah,
that wasn't as good to make. It wasn't better. It wasn't worth it to feel how I feel afterwards. Mm-hmm.
The only time I think I'll get that, I love the sandwiches and stuff like in arenas. And every time I really want one of those, I never get that disappointed feeling afterwards. Yeah. Like that's kind of okay.
That's how I feel for ice cream. I'll get those little individual friendlies ones at the store. Mm-hmm. It's like Reese's Pieces Sunday. I'm like, yeah, well worth it. As I hit the treadmill. What food are you refusing to give up? You don't care what anybody says about it, how bad it is for you. What food do you refuse to give up? You can tweet at Petch Namie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.